Here's Brian Finn.
Mary, thank you. A clearer picture is emerging about the shape of the next EU Parliament, with gains for the far right across Europe. The euro slid and stocks across the continent posted losses after the French president called a snap election there. We can talk to Aidan Donnelly, head of equities with Davy now. European stocks had been at all-time highs last week, Aidan, so a bit of a pullback wasn't unexpected. But could there be more of this to come as things play out into the days ahead?
Well, look, I think snap elections well ahead of a 2027 presidential and parliamentary election timeline always increase political and public finance and economic policy uncertainty. And certainly it always is the case in France. I think if you look at the polls now, the far right leader, Marine Le Pen, has about 34% of voter intentions for the first round against Macron's 19. But then if you look towards the left-leaning groups, you know, and group them together, you probably have another 22%. So I think the markets would have looked would have had a reasonably benign macro outlook for France on the basis that there was going to be no political uncertainty until 2027. But I think at this stage, you know, getting firm conclusions on the outlook are very, very tough, and it's really going to be an interesting few weeks. And I think in that type of a background, once uncertainty is up, it's usually not a good ingredient for markets and investor sentiment.
I suppose we have to put it in the context that they were at those all-time highs last week, and that came on the back of the ECB interest rate cut. But there could be a bit of disappointment there, because there probably are going to be fewer cuts than expected out to the rest of the year. Do you think one or two is most likely at this stage?
I think the big question is going to be what happens on inflation, particularly within the euro bloc. Like we have seen inflation raise its head again in the States and in the UK in the last couple of weeks. And I suppose it's not unreasonable to think that it may well pop its head up again in Europe. And I think if that does, it's going to probably limit what the ECB can do, because their mandate is to maintain price stability. And against that, they can't really be cutting interest rates if you have a backdrop of inflation creeping higher.
And inflation up in the UK, as you say, is that dimming the chances that the Bank of England might perhaps throw Rishi Sunak a bone in the run into the election by cutting interest rates?
Oh, I think there's no chance that Rishi Sunak is getting any sort of a bone from the Bank of England, I'm afraid. The higher CPI rates a couple of weeks ago, and also even wage inflation data out today, while it's a little bit better, it's still not good enough. So certainly the markets aren't pricing any sort of a cut in interest rates in the UK. And I think, too, you know, the Bank of England won't want to be seen to be political in any way in terms of trying to influence the market and influence the election in terms of giving the Conservatives a leg up.
Let's look at the US. The Fed meets today and tomorrow. No cut expected there either. Is there anything we should be looking out, though, from Jerome Powell over the next few days?
I think they're going to probably, the main thing is probably going to be the idea that they have this thing called the dot plot, which gives kind of an outlook as to where the Fed themselves see a likely interest rate, the path of interest rates over the remainder of the year and into next year. If we see changes in that, that's going to be very informative in terms of where they see it. The other thing, I suppose, he's probably likely to talk about price stability and seeing, you know, well, the economy still remains reasonably good. Inflation hasn't been killed off. So I think he's probably going to keep the markets in a holding pattern, but just might give them a little bit of colour in terms of the dot plot going forward.
Aidan Donnelly, Head of Equities with Davy, thank you very much.